Hey gang, welcome to the show. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, the last place in the whole world where you can exercise your free speech without fear. And that's what we do here. We also tell people to go to nationalbugle.com because that's the number one site for downloading the CoCertified app. And I was talking to a kid. That sounded good. I like that bugle call. I was talking to a kid in New Jersey the other day, and he had just won at Bill Burr's Flamingo Miniature Golf Course. He had just won a free CoCertified app. And he was asking about it. And I said, well, you are what you eat. And he looked at his mother and said, I don't want to be kosher certified. And we don't want to be kosher certified. So we don't want to eat kosher certified food. Some of us don't, because you are what you eat. I don't want to be kosher certified. Mark Dankoff, do you want to be kosher certified?
No, I certainly don't, and I don't think I am. I think I have a number of enemies out there that I've made in the last 18 years that will keep me from ever receiving that kind of certification.
All right. Well, the other thing you can do at nationalbugle.com is you can look at the big board with all of the great headlines, mostly put up there by Mark Dankoff. I put up some other ones. And some of the if Jeremy and I talk about an article, I try to put that up there. So what do we have up on the big board today?
Well, we've got all kinds of things up there on the big board, none of which are good. And if people will take a look at the big board at nationalbugle.com, they will see that quite naturally most of our news.
There is one thing that up there that's good, and that is Tulsi Gabbard's high-intensity workout. You can check it out.
Yeah, that's the only thing, folks, because the rest of it looks very, very grim. And I want to say today that it's time that people on the real right and people on the real left and the center join together.
Real people.
A massive strategy against this possibility of an American, Israeli, and Saudi attack on Iran that almost certainly would ignite a third world war. That's my message today. And as we look at the stories that are up there, we've been talking about the threat of all of this for a long, long time. It could be right on the doorstep, folks, even as Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia in all kinds of discussions that we wish we had wiretapped. But since he has us wiretapped, as well as does the National Security Agency here in San Antonio and everybody else, I'm hopeful that they will exchange tapes with us, now, and we can also can all listen at some point.
I'm assuming Trump's conversations have been wiretapped, just not by us, but by the Israelis, right?
Yes, and we have that, of course, up on the big board, that the latest incident of Israeli spying that we know about involves spying on the President of the United States. That's a pretty good arrangement, isn't it, folks? We give these jokers $10 billion a year. We are involved on a surrogate basis in fighting their wars in the Middle East. We are allowing them to utterly pollute domestic American culture with all of this cultural Marxism. And what do we get in exchange for that? Well, we get the Levant affair. Mm-hmm. We get the Meyer Lansky, David Ben-Gurion, Dimona link to the Kennedy assassination. We get the USS Liberty attack. Mm-hmm. We get all the spy cases, including Pollard and Promise. Mm-hmm. We get 9/11. Mm-hmm. And now the latest incident, of course, is this phony false flag situation.
And of course, we get the Jew d'etat.
Yeah, exactly.
We get to make America Israel's bitch again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we end up in a situation where with this latest instance of Israeli spying on the United States and specifically on the President of the United States, we ought to emphasize once again that we can talk about all these things until the cows come home, both on RBN and on several of the other better networks at our end of the political spectrum. I can get on UK Euro Folk Radio with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and Adrian Krieg every Monday, and we can point out all of the stories. We can tell you what we think it means. But the long and the short of it is that until there is a concerted effort on the part of Americans of goodwill regardless of where you are on the spectrum today, folks, if you don't support Mr. Trump and his Zio allies starting World War III, with the full support of the Zio allies and the Democratic Party, who would be doing the same thing, presumably, if Hillary Clinton had won, and are prepared to support Mr. Trump in this latest madness, presumably a good percentage of them on Capitol Hill. If that's not what you want, folks, for your family and your community and your country, the time has come for an orchestrated, peaceful, but in-your-face opposition to this, and we need to have some rallies around the country, including in Washington, D.C., and say, we're not going, we're not buying this time.
We need to have some rallies. Now, Richard Spencer, he actually had a little rally in front of the White House 2017 after the bombing of Syria, and it got attacked by Antifa. It got roundly denounced by so-called anti-war people on the left because he's all racist and everything. So,
well, in this particular case, this is how the mainstream media operates, folks. We need a situation where there needs to be an across-the-board opposition to the ignition of World War III that will make the 1968 opposition to the Vietnam War after the Tet Offensive look tame by comparison. We are not advocating violence. What we are advocating is numbers. What we are advocating is people swarming their congressmen and their senators and the White House and Mr. Trump with messages that we are not going to go for this time. We know what's going on. We've listened to this garbage long enough. And this has nothing to do with patriotism, folks. Real patriots oppose what Joe Sobran would call a mass murder discretionary war. And Mr. Sobran, if he were here today, Joe would certainly tell us the truth that it's all about Zionism. So in this particular case, we need to attract a much wider political opposition to this for everyone's sake, including our innocent counterparts around the world. True American nationalists don't want their own kids dying in this garbage. True American nationalists and patriots do not want to kill innocent Gazans, innocent Palestinians, innocent Iranians, innocent Syrians, innocent Libyans, innocent Russians, and so forth and so on, in the interest of this whole thing.
Well,
and we got to stand on that, and we've got to make it very apparent that when Pompeo and Pence and all of these other prostitutes are attempting to sell the American patriotic public on this, that it's a complete crock.
So here's an idea, and especially seeing as, you know, what happened to Richard Spencer when he tried to organize an anti-war rally that was strictly an anti-war rally, didn't have any other agenda. He got attacked. Also, when you think back to the previous decade, the run-up to the Iraq War, there were some pretty decent demonstrations against them. They were organized by ANSWR, which was, something to stop war and end racism. Well, it was mostly for stopping war. But where are those people now? Where are those people now? Would those people want to cooperate with us? Here's an idea, maybe a way to get this jump started. Piggyback on Trump rallies. So actually build these Trump rallies to our own people as places where you can go and blend right in. You can wear a MAGA hat or not, but just be a regular person there. But if we have a bunch of people who are ready to do the chant, you know, no war for Israel, for instance, no wars for Israel. We could hijack Trump rallies. Do you think?
Well, it's certainly a very creative idea, and I want to emphasize to people, we are not barbarians, we are not criminals, we are not terrorists. If you show up at these rallies, you've got to be peaceful.
Well-behaved.
Well-behaved, no obscenity, no disrespect to the office of the presidency, even with the current occupant. Well, or the previous last couple of occupants, but we got to make it clear, no more wars for Israel. We will not go for this.
I mean, my suggestion would be to go and be at least ostensibly pro-Trump, but no war for Israel. Have a few chants that are ready to go. You know, and I've always said that when he starts going into the whole Hispanic unemployment and black incomes and all of that, when he goes into that shtick, which he always does, a chant, what about white people? But do it as MAGAPEDS. Go as MAGAPEDS. Don't be anti-Trump. But and even, you know, make America great again, not Israel's bitch again. That might be a good chant. Make America great again, not Israel's bitch again. But, you know, this is doable because Trump is getting all of the permits for the rally. They're free to go to. And how could they stop us?
That's right. And I think properly framed with appropriate signs, appropriate T-shirts, and making it clear, folks, that we're not going to make the mistake of the late 1960s and early 70s with the anti-Vietnam War riots that would play right into the hands of Pompeo and Netanyahu and Bolton and this joker that just replaced Bolton and Franklin Graham and John Hagee and all the other people that are involved in the circus. We've got to be respectful. We have to look like we've bathed in the last 24 hours or so. We have to not be using obscenity. And we have to show that middle America, what is left of it, middle America, struggling America, left, right, and center of every color and every political persuasion that is at all acceptable in American political discourse to show up at these rallies and to show up at these Democratic rallies and force these clowns to start confronting this and talking about it. You know, it's amazing to me when I look at the stuff that's being talked about in the Democratic primary, with the exception of Gabbard. You know, what are these folks talking about? Well, they're talking about all the usual cultural Marxist stuff. Isn't it great? We've got drag queens in public schools, and we're going to have Medicare for all, and so forth and so on. But who is addressing the most fundamental and important issue of the day, which is World War III for Israel, only secondarily Saudi Arabia, and people with half a brain in their heads in both of the major parties and all those independent voters out there who are listening to my voice at this hour. We need to oppose this garbage now. But before we go to the big board, what is CNN talking about, folks? Here you go. 20 minutes when I checked in, their big headline was, there's a second racist image of Trudeau. Now the big headline at CNN is, there's a third racist image of Trudeau. So the fact of the matter is that the Canadian Prime Minister, in his playing of blackface years ago and wearing racist makeup, emerge. He'd been dressed as a drag queen. There would have been no controversy, I assume, in Canada. But because he is wearing this so-called racist makeup, this is the big image. This is the big story on CNN.
He was going as a character from a Disney movie, I think. It was an Aladdin-featured movie. Was he going as the genie or something? And, you know, the original Aladdin story, of course, was it took place in China. But there was like an African magician there. You know, here's the thing. So what? Really, so what? It wasn't racist when it was done. You know, if you're talking about certain minstrel shows from 100 years ago, whatever, maybe that's different. But if you're going as Aladdin or a character from Aladdin, if you're going as a character, what was this governor of Virginia doing? He was going as some character. He was going as a soul singer or something. What's Michael Jackson? What's the big deal?
And there should be no big deal, but the fact that anyone would make a big deal out of this in comparison to covering the dangers of a third world war that we could be on the brink of, and the front page should be dealing with Pompeo's deliberations in Saudi Arabia, and here these jokers are talking about black and brown face. The second big story.
Hey, just before we go on to that,
yeah.
Did you ever see Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live when he dressed up as a white person and went around and he went around New York, he rode a bus, and when the last black person got off the bus, nobody knew he was black. Everybody, like, they started playing swing music, and they were, all the white people were just, like, being really nice to each other. Everybody was being really nice, like, white people were really great, nice to each other whenever black people weren't around, giving away free money. Did you ever see that skit?
No, I didn't, but I'm not offended by it.
It was in whiteface, and it was really funny.
Yeah, that's fine. And I am not offended by that. I could laugh at something like that very easily. And although I would not want Eddie Murphy running as president of the United States, the fact of the matter is that whether I was offended by what he did or not, and I most assuredly am not offended by that sort of thing, that is not or should not be the lead story of an outfit like CNN when we are talking potentially about a third world war. Their other breaking news story is Trump sues to try to stop tax returns from being sent to the New York prosecutor. And then the third really big story is the winner of America's Got Talent is... Those are the three big stories on CNN. Do we have time to start listing some of our big stories on the big board? We presumably try to have some real nose and real nose, not hook noses,
well,
but actually it,
I mean,
real news.
Nose, because
what's
a lot
that?
Of it's about nose people.
That's right. And we have identified some big stories, folks. We have today, I understand, a fairly significant audience listening to us, or that will be listening to us through the archives in a couple of foreign countries,
hey,
Russia and Iran.
It's I think it's Listen Live Stream or Live Stream Listen. Yeah, we're on a lot of outlets I wasn't even aware of.
Yes, and it's important, folks. You want some real news? We're one of the places to turn. We like to think that we are the best place to turn, along with the American Free Press and Don Wassel's Nationalist Times. But nonetheless, I'm going to read what I think are the actual big stories here. If you like living and if you want your kids and your grandkids to be around, war and foreign policy is where we've put most of the big ones. The Daily Mail, the UK Daily Mail, how a war between the United States and Russia would kill 34 million people in hours. The first graphic shows Europe taking it on the chin. Think about that, Europe, in regard to supporting Pompeo and Trump and the Israelis and the Saudis in igniting a third world war. But you guys would take the first knockout punches, right?
But Pompeo is bringing gayness to the Ukraine. I mean, you've got to have priorities.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I reminded Mr. Pence and his wife of that and Mr. Pompeo yesterday in something on Twitter where I took the latest gay stuff, folks, the latest pro-LGBTQ stuff off of the American consulate official website in Kiev and reminded the Pences that they might want to talk to their buddy Pompeo about this whole issue of supporting organized queerdom in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And that went, I sent that to President Putin, by the way, at the same time, I believe President Trump, as well as to the Russian media.
You might do well if you sent it to President Putin in German, because, of course, he's fluent in German.
Yes.
That might work better.
Yes. And but some other stories. We took a fascinating story off the web, folks, before airtime. I have not read it, but it looks really, really good. Jason Reza Georgiani from Arktos, A-R-K-T-O-S, Iranian Hegemony in the Islamic World. It looks like a substantive article that it would explain to you and to me who read things precisely what Trump and Pompeo and all of their Zionist colleagues might just get us into in the way of quicksand. The American conservative is weighing in on this lunacy, folks, this absolute lunacy going on with Trump and Pompeo, with, of course, the ex-National Security Chief John Bolton, who had an interim by the name of Charles Kupperman, who seemed to think it was no problem to freely give up 20 million people of our own to, quote-unquote, win a nuclear war with Russia. Mr. Kupperman has now been replaced by yet another gentleman whose Zionist credentials seem to be in very, very good order.
That's
but the American,
his last name's O'Brien, which I would think would be an Irish name.
Yes,
it's a shame how everybody's mind has been poisoned by the gang of Zionism.
Yeah, it is really the case, folks. This whole thing that we are going to let our president and our national security advisor and our secretary of state and all of their Zio pals drag us into, unless we just flat say, hell no, we won't go. Even the American conservative is catching on to this. Daniel Larrison has a post on our big board entitled A Completely Avoidable Crisis with Iran. CNN, folks, today, before they got back to Trudeau and blackface, had what is, I think, their most critical post of the day. It should have been left up there as their lead story, but of course it was too important to cover Trudeau and blackface. Javad Zarif, whom I send our radio broadcast to, the foreign minister of Iran, Mr. Zarif threatens all-out war if Iran is attacked. That sounds like a reasonable position. And when we ask ourselves how it is that the Houthis have been providing so much trouble for the Saudis, despite their role as having the third largest defense budget in the world, and with all of their Patriot missiles and all the other stuff that we have sold these guys, it's quite fascinating that the Saudis are discovering that they apparently have very subpar air defenses. The rest of the world has caught on to that. We hope Mr. Pompeo and Mr. Trump have caught on to that, and our new national security advisor, Mr. O'Brien, has caught on to that. And hopefully these guys will exercise a caution in regard to getting us into a war with Iran, and quite possibly with President Putin and Russia, where when you think of the performance of the American military in this war on terror in the last 18 years, think of all the trillions of dollars, folks, involved. Think of all the blood spilled. Think of all of the messes that we have made, or our government has made, in the Middle East, and we are going to let these guys take us into a conflict with Iran and probably Russia, quite possibly China in some phase of things? I don't think so. So if you're listening to this, send this broadcast around the world. It will be in a lot of places around the world after we finish, certainly. But send it to your friends and say, hey, you know, I don't necessarily agree with everything these guys say, but boy, they're right on this one, and we got to get our communities together and our families and our organizations start telling the American political elite in both of the major political parties in this country, we are not going to buy this stuff again. We are not going to be led down this pathway again. My interview with the Tasnim news agency is up there. It's entitled Another Zionist Loon Will Replace Bolton. Then, of course, Barbara Slavin from the American Conservative has a marvelous piece out there called Iran and the Poisonous Fruits of Maximum Pressure. Then here's a very, very important article from the UK Guardian. Simon Tisdall up there now on our big board under Foreign Policy and War. It's entitled The World Ignored the Warning Signs and Now the Middle East is on the Brink. And then there's Philip Giraldi, the sainted Philip Giraldi. An Iran war would destroy the United States. That comes from the AH Tribune. Daniel Larrison reminds us that Trump has made yet another bad choice as national security advisor. That gets into the credentials of Mr. O'Brien. And then, of course, what we began talking about in this hour, Phil Giraldi at Russia Insider, and presumably the UNS Review, reminds us that Trump is baffled as Israel is caught spying again on the United States. How baffled can you be, Mr. President? The rest of us have got it figured out. You've got all these Israeli advisors trying to get the rest of us into a war. If you're baffled, unbaffle yourself and get us the hell out of this now.
Yeah, I mean, the one silver lining, I guess, is that Trump himself, Trump personally, doesn't seem to want to get into war. And Obama, who probably wasn't surrounded by quite, I mean, Obama was surrounded by some bad people. I mean, Hillary Clinton, my goodness. But Trump's probably surrounded by worse people. Obama managed to avoid getting into a war with Iran. So that, I mean, that's, I don't know if you'd even call it a silver lining. I'm just hoping, well, we'll see. But I think a lot does depend on what we do. We have to make ourselves, our positions known. And having rallies in Lafayette Square across the street from the White House, where he can just look out the window and see us. That's good. Going to his rallies, hijacking his rallies, I think would be good. And you mentioned going to the Democrats. Those rallies aren't as big. They'd be easier to overwhelm. I think it might be a little bit harder to blend in and act like. Could you go to a Kamala Harris rally and pretend to be pro Kamala Harris?
Could probably support Kamala before I could support Buttigieg, but let's don't get down that road.
Oh gosh, yeah. So I don't know.
Keep things in perspective here.
Yeah. So what would you bring to a Trump rally? You bring the MAGA hat to be pro Trump. What would you bring to a Buttigieg rally to fit in with people? I don't even want to think about it.
I don't even want to think about that one either. And one of the interesting things, as long as we are diverting from World War III just for a moment, the long political association of Buttigieg, apparently, as I'm being informed by LifeSite News and some of these other folks, Buttigieg's longtime relationship with this abortionist in South Bend, who has been caught hoarding body parts. When you know Buttigieg...
You're going to need a body part.
What's that?
You never know when you're going to need a body part.
That's right. A lot of Buttigieg's supporters might need new body parts. Maybe that's the way that this thing works. But, folks, let's consider this for a moment. We have a Donald Trump who is baffled. Baffled, he tells us, by this Israeli spying. He hasn't been watching Israel in the last, since about the late 1940s at least. But then, of course, you look at these lightweights running in the Democratic Party, and we are in a situation where this is has us right at the brink of not just a national, but a global catastrophe. And we start talking about political issues. It isn't Pete Buttigieg and his aspiring first man who want to be in the White House.
In other words, the dude that he's gay married to.
Yes, it isn't Kamala's makeup, folks. It isn't Trudeau's blackface appearances. It isn't any of these other issues that the mainstream left or right are throwing at each other's face on Twitter. It's about World War III, potentially. And it's about bringing American young men and women once again and into a situation where their lives could be destroyed in an instant. And it might bring us into a circumstance this time where our homeland would really be attacked. Where 9/11 would seem like the good old days, right? We could be in something the likes of which has not been at any So let's down all the things that otherwise we would see as the marquee issues in this 2020 campaign, and let's get Mr. Trump and his boys and girls to talk with all the boys and girls in the Democratic Party and to say, no more wars for Israel, any of you. We are not supporting this. We are not going to let our kids get blown away in this. We have no intention of creating a circumstance where we would be engaged in potentially the mass murder of millions, potentially including millions of our own people, because Netanyahu wants to expand his borders.
Okay, and of course, even if it's not Netanyahu who said he wants to expand the borders, this Benny Gantz guy, he's not going to be any different.
That's
okay,
right.
Are coming up on a break. I have a question I want to ask you on the other side of the break. So people are going to have to stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Welcome back to the show. Wow, that was some good music. Okay, so Mark, right before we went off on the break, I said I have a question for you. I have been seeing, I haven't read through it very carefully, but Dr. Duke was talking about it earlier this morning, the Jerusalem Post, the Forward, all the Jewish press is talking about Valerie Plame, of the wife of Joe Wilson, Ambassador Joe Wilson, who was outed by, was he outed by Bill Kristol or Scooter Libby or something? I think it was Scooter Libby.
Yeah, Libby.
Yeah, and she had been a CIA agent, and apparently she had an anti-Semitic tweet where she was talking about wars for Israel. Are you up to speed on this one?
Not up to speed on it, but I will certainly research it after the show, because that would be a fascinating take on all of this, especially...
She's running for Congress. She's running for Congress in New Mexico.
Well, Valerie might be able to shed some real light on the inside story on what happened to her as the war on terror was first beginning, and the possible Israeli links to her outing is what it sounds like. So I will get into that in some detail after we're off the air, and if I find some relevant materials, I will get them up on the big board.
Okay. And,
but in the meantime, I have a big story. The Babylon Bee on Twitter reports.
I was going to say that she's, because she's being attacked for being anti-Semitic, she's claiming some Jewish ancestry, but I'm looking at this photo of her, and this is it's from 9 years ago. But, you know, she's a very, very pretty blonde.
Yes.
And doesn't look particularly Jewish, I'll just say that much. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, big story here, folks, from the Babylon Bee on Twitter. Elizabeth Warren admits to wearing pale face at college costume party. Anyway, back to the big stories. I just wanted to note in passing, Mint Press News and Medea Benjamin of Code Pinko. Medea and Nicholas Davies have a special analysis on Mint Press News. I have not read it yet. It's entitled, Trump Conducts U.S. Foreign Policy as a Puppet of Both Saudi Arabia and Israel. Will Americans let him start World War III on their behalf? So there's a classic example of what we were talking about earlier on the show. There are these folks on the left that if they would focus exclusively on stopping the very thing that we're focusing on in trying to stop, we could get a lot of things done, putting aside our other many differences.
What's Medea Benjamin doing? Because this should be right up her alley. What's she doing?
Well, I haven't yet read the story. I did note it on Twitter, and I did retweet it, if that's what they call it. So it will presumably go into a feed that we've got going. But I think she's at least raising the same question that we are. Will Americans let Trump start World War III for Saudi Arabia and Israel? Folks, this
and
is all about the American
people. That's good. Now, she is Jewish herself. She's a Jewish trust fund baby. But if she's going to be saying this is a war for Israel, then good for her.
Yes, and this is an area where the Code Pinko people and Jewish Voice for Peace and that crowd have historically had great animosity toward those of us on the anti-Zionist right because we tend to say things in regard to Israel's links to 9/11 that make them uncomfortable, as well as a series of Israeli links to other crimes that they seem to be uncomfortable with. But most importantly, the cultural Marxism that many of these liberal leftist Jews support, who otherwise might agree with us on the Zionist issue, they really don't like us because we point out, of course, that the abortion industry and the LGBTQ movement and gay marriage and all these other things are, in the words of both Joe Biden and Mark Dankoff, the result of disproportionate Jewish influence in America. So that it would be their holdup in working with people like us. But the fact of the matter is, if it comes down to preventing a third world war, they're going to have to put their culturally Marxist pride aside just for a moment. And we will put aside some of our serious, serious disagreement with our counterparts in the left. And we got to work together on this thing, because if we all end up incinerated, nobody wins.
Well, that's right. That's right. Okay, so I'm looking up. I'm up at the big board. And by the way, I've got the Valerie Plame story up there right now. She's running for office in New Mexico for U.S. Congress. So that might be something that we can all get behind. A lot on Iran. Here's a question. So Bibi Netanyahu, he's just had another election, which I guess is inconclusive. There had been an inconclusive election earlier this year. There's an inconclusive one now. He says he's going to try to form a coalition, but it's actually up to the president of Israel to anoint somebody to form a coalition or to try to form a coalition. And you've got this very, you know, hardline Zionist, racist, Jewish Avigdor Lieberman, who is in a position to be the kingmaker. Before I ask my question, I'm just going to preface it by saying the thing about Israeli politics is the Arabs with Israeli citizenship, which is about 20% of the population, they do have the vote. They don't. A lot of them don't vote. And so as in terms of the electorate, maybe they only make up 10% of the electorate or so. So they vote for their own MPs. And so there are amongst the 120 members of the Knesset, there's probably 10%, 12 or so, a dozen or so Arabs. Well, this actually you would think, oh, well, maybe they have some sort of moderating influence on Israeli politics. It's actually just the opposite, because in order to get that magic 61 number in order to have a majority and elect a prime minister. Well, the Arabs, nobody is going to enter a coalition government with the Arabs. So it's the only votes that actually count, because the only way you're going to get a majority government put together is by getting 61 of the remaining 108 Jewish delegates. So they basically need a supermajority, not just a simple majority, but a supermajority of the Jewish and the members of the Knesset. And so you've got like two large parties that are mainstream, and of course mainstream in Israel is pretty super racist and super militaristic. But the fringe parties that they've got to attract, for the most part, are even more out there. So they're ultra-Orthodox. They're hyper Zionist. And so in order to form a government, both whether it's going to be Benny Gantz, the challenger, or Bibi Netanyahu, they've got to cater to really the most radical, insane Zionists that you can imagine. And that's how it's always been. And, so having said that, my question is, given the relationship that we know that Jared Kushner, the presidential son-in-law, has with Bibi Netanyahu, where Bibi Netanyahu would come and do sleepovers at his house, literally come and do sleepovers at his house, even though we couldn't really expect Benny Gantz, the general, to be any better on policy, any better on war, would replacing Netanyahu with somebody who would be a stranger to Donald Trump, is that at all a hopeful prospect? Do you think Donald Trump might be a little bit less willing to bend over backwards and forwards for the Israelis if it's not Bibi Netanyahu?
Of course, I'm speculating. I can't get into Mr. Trump's mind, but I think the percentages dictate that when you look at the funding that Mr. Trump gets from Sheldon Adelson and company, and this same kind of funding, of course, goes on with these Democratic peace candidates, folks, and you start looking at the money trails, it's not just Donald Trump, but in Trump's case, it's a Sheldon Adelson money, just as one example. All of his advisors might as well be working for the Israeli government, as far as I'm concerned. And to me, from what I...
And Trump are working for the Israeli government, some of them.
What's that? Yeah.
Right? I mean, we know that Bush's advisors, some of them literally had worked for the Israeli government, like
sure.
Richard Perl.
Yeah, classic example of it. And in this particular case... when we start looking at this question of this election, Gantz, to me, I can't imagine that Gantz would be in substance any different from Netanyahu. You can rearrange the chairs any way you want to, folks. It's like in the United States, let's face it, that whether you've got Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, got George Bush and Donald, it seems that in the end, the same people run this country and run our foreign policy and get us into these conflicts or exacerbate the ones that they have inherited. So I'm an extreme pessimist on this. And if I'm proven wrong, I'll be glad and thrilled to be wrong. But I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so apparently Valerie Plame had said, America's Jews are driving America's wars. A couple of years ago, she wrote that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if that makes her an anti-Semite, then I join her. Anyone with half a brain in his or her head knows that that's true. And, it's time for us, having presented in these last 18 years all the evidence on this, just on the 9/11 and post-9/11 situation, not to mention all the things that have preceded this that we have talked about on this network and on this show specifically. And we just have to say, hey, if the ADL wants to sit around and talk about white supremacy on Twitter, which is what Jonathan Greenblatt is doing, He's certainly not addressing mass murder in Yemen. He's certainly not addressing the question of the latest Israeli spying operation in the United States. He's certainly not discussing the fact that Valerie Plame is exactly right. America's Jews are driving America's wars. I wish I had said that, but I'm quite happy to plagiarize Valerie Plame here, even though I, of course, am attributing the quote to her because she apparently said it. But it's the absolute truth, and it's time that we stopped beating around the bush and to say, as people on the alt-right, the real right in this country, America's Jews are driving cultural Marxism in America. America's Jews are driving illegal immigration in America. America's Jews are driving this central banking debt-ridden economy that we have, and America's Jews are disproportionately driving the wars. So it's a part of a seamless garment, and I'm sure Jonathan Greenblatt, if he's listening to this, is absolutely quailing at what he knows to be the truth. But this is the case, and believe it or not, folks, no, this wasn't set up. Somebody writes me on Twitter during the broadcast, and this person, based upon the fact that they don't have a profile picture up, but this person was responding to Medea Benjamin and Mint Press News, and with a copy to me, and this person says, nobody dares mention that it is the Zionists who are behind the push for mass immigration and the promotion of race mixing in their media. The situation will only continue to worsen by ignoring them. See an entire video compilation in their own words. And then, of course, there is a post of a YouTube video that obviously I couldn't listen to or watch because I'm doing a live radio show. But I did reply to her with Mint Press News and Medea Benjamin also in on it. Of course, Medea Benjamin knows who I am and like the Jewish Voice for Peace people and like Gareth Porter, was doing everything possible to keep me and to keep several other significant people on the alt-right from attending these anti-war conferences in Tehran. That's a long story, but that information is still out there, folks, if you Google it. But I responded by saying to all of them, I certainly have discussed this. You're correct. See the Barbara Lerner Spector YouTube video I posted. The Zionist support for LGBTQ and the abortion industry, for example, is indisputable. Biden agrees with me on this. Sure. Google it. Then I put a smiley face. And as I responded to this during the break, I thought, well, the coalition that we were trying to build with Medea Benjamin of Code Pinko and with the Jewish Voice for Peace people and so forth, that just went down the tube again, folks, but I couldn't help myself.
Well, okay, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with all that. Getting back to Valerie Plame.
Yes, to Plame, yes.
She retweeted, she actually, it was, I think it was the headline of, so she probably didn't write the words herself, but she was sharing an article from the UNS Review. So if she's reading the UNS Review, that speaks pretty well for her.
Yes, and this is where we'll put in a plug for the UNS Review, Ron UNS's very fine website. Folks, the UNS Review is yet another place. You'll notice on my Mark Dankoff's America at WordPress.com, anytime I come out with an article, anytime you go back in my archives, you'll see that every page has good news sources listed. The UNS Review is there. And so many terrific people write for the UNS Review, and Ron UNS has emerged as an absolute giant in the truth industry. So if Valerie Plame is reading the UNS Review, that is an incredibly encouraging sign for all of us. And I hope that she really raises some hackles in this campaign that she's apparently involved in Arizona, which I was not aware of.
I believe it is actually New Mexico.
In New Mexico? Okay. Well, New Mexico, Arizona, who cares? It's all west of Texas. Anyway, but, and we start talking about the fact that without using obscenity or threatening anyone, we do need to start identifying who and what the problem is. And Tulsi Gabbard, God bless her, sooner or later is going to have to address what Plame has apparently already addressed, and that is that America's Jews, America's Zionists are driving these wars. So if Tulsi is going to continue as the quote-unquote anti-war candidate in the race, in this case in the Democratic Party, at some juncture, she's going to have to address that because it's so obvious it hurts.
They'll make her address it, and that might be the real test. With Valerie Plame, she was being interviewed, and she was trying to back down, but even in trying to back down, she says, well, many neocon hawks are Jewish, which, of course, they are. Everybody knows it. Okay, I think we're going off to break. We will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future. And we are back. We are back. Well, we have been trying to figure out. Oh, okay. We had a caller. We don't solicit calls on these shows with Mark Dankoff. I was trying to figure out whether it was a special person or not, but apparently it's all academic now because he's hung up. So, Mark, we only have a few minutes left, and this is a very, very serious topic. You know, we try to have fun on this show, but it's a very serious topic. And, you know, you've got the Trump administration in flux. You got a new national security advisor that we don't know a whole lot about. He's not John Bolton. That's good. We may be having...
Well, we may be having a new Israeli government. We may be having increasingly desperate Netanyahu on the way out, who might try to pull something. It is dangerous times. What are your thoughts?
Well, these are extremely dangerous times, and one point of encouragement that I have is that all kinds of trolls on Twitter are listening to this broadcast. Why do I bring this up? This comes in from the Volatile Mermaid, who is apparently some sort of an Israeli troll. And this person, man, woman, cross-dresser, whatever, I'm trying to figure it out, the Volatile Mermaid, who knows, maybe it's Buttigieg. But at any rate, they post, it's not from BuzzFeed News, Zionist BuzzFeed News, it's been a not great day for Valerie Plame on Twitter.com. And it goes on to show her post on this whole issue of Jews are driving America's wars and so forth. And this guy or this lady or whoever posts this saying, for your information, Valerie Plame Wilson is an anti-Semite, so maybe stop sharing that ad. And then this is apparently something that was sent to CNN. And I responded to this person with a picture of the burning 9/11 towers with an Israeli flag, a picture of Greater Israel on the map with Uncle Sam pointing and saying, I want you to fight wars for Israel. Never forget the USS Liberty, and a cover of Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment, on the Israeli link to the Kennedy assassination. So that's what I did during the break, and this is meant to convey to people around the world listening to this broadcast. People out there are listening to us. The opposition seems to have all the power, and yet they're running scared. And maybe we are all Houthis today, right? Look at the losses of the Houthis. I've never suffered like these people have. And yet they have overcome a murderous Saudi Arabian regime, the third largest defense spender in the world, with some dime store drones, apparently, if the establishment is to be believed, that you could probably pick up for $40 at Best Buy. That's an indication that maybe what we've been doing in alt-right media with RBN Live, with the Nationalist Times, the UNS Review, the American Free Press, and so forth, has an opposition scared that outnumbers us, that has the money we don't have. They have the mainstream outlets we don't have. They are keeping all of us under surveillance. They are watching our activities. They are trying to demonize us and marginalize us and all of these other things, and yet it is striking to me, just with what I've seen since I've been on this hour, they're extremely nervous that maybe we're getting through worldwide in a way that is going to make their next fateful step just a little bit tougher. That's the hope that I offer people today. Keep fighting.
Okay, great. So the Volatile Mermaid.
The Volatile Mermaid.
Volatile Mermaid.
I will not try to find out who that is on Twitter.
An anti-Semite, so maybe stop showing that ad. Anti-Semite, whatever, who cares? Well, another exciting episode of the National People.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and your toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.